Talk to us about track.dc.gov and what it is.
Well, basically, it is a really the world's first real-time operational dashboard for all of the operations of the D.C. government agencies. It's really a way to keep track of and follow all of the different ways that the district agencies do their jobs. So how we spend money, how we meet our performance metrics year on year, what data we're releasing into the public, what different outlets we use to communicate with the public, all kinds of stuff.
And when, why dashboard? I mean, I actually heard somebody the other day say, oh, yes, we're being dashboarded to death, for goodness sakes. There's so many dashboards. But these are really an important management tool, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great way to consolidate all of the information into one specific uniform view. And I think from the perspective of Track DC, the real key thing is that all of the agency-specific pages have the same structure, which allows residents and interested parties to really easily navigate the different pages and compare all of the different agencies. And I think one of the other interesting things about a dashboard is that, and especially this dashboard in particular, is that in a strange way it creates some kind of peer pressure amongst all of the different agencies, right? So just as one simple example, certain agency executives can see that other agencies have, for example, Twitter accounts and Facebook pages, and share some of their raw data with the public via the citywide data warehouse. And I think what that does is it actually puts a little pressure onto the agency directors that don't have these mechanisms in place and really makes them start to think, oh, maybe I should do something like that. And the concept of having a uniform dashboard is something that really communicates that well.
Is that how this came about? Was there pressure on you or a pressure on your organization to make this happen? Or was this the brainchild of something else? Where did this come from?
Well, this has actually really been sort of a longstanding commitment within the Fenty administration. You know, from day one, after the mayor got elected, he's really been committed to transparency and accountability in government operations. And I think this is just really a natural extension of that. You know, we've done a lot of stuff internally to enhance the concepts of transparency and accountability, but we wanted to really put something out there into the public to show, you know, the 600,000 people that live in the district that we're really living up to the expectations that they placed on us.
One of the challenges with a lot of these is getting data in a form that you can then make public, and I know there's a lot of concern. In fact, Brian and I were at Transparency Camp a couple weeks ago, and he was basically unveiling this there, and one of the questions people asked was, how do you get data in a form that people can actually use it? And do you put data that might not necessarily be 100% accurate out there? How do you deal with those issues?
Well, it's a great question. And I think the real way to deal with it is actually just to do it. This is something that the district's been working on for a long, long time now. In about 2004, 2005, we actually released what I think actually is the world's first publicly available data set in machine-readable format. It was a data set of 311 service calls and all the different things that people call the mayor's contact center about.
Yeah, actually the precursor to what's now data.gov on the federal scene.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, from there, it's really grown exponentially. It started off with the 311 service requests. It went on to crime data. And today we have over 400 different data sets that all relate to different aspects of the different agencies within the district government. And, you know, I think that this is really sort of the foundation for all of this stuff. You need to have a robust set of data in machine-readable form in order for a dashboard like this to be built in the first place.
Is that the main piece of advice you would give to other agencies or offices, organizations that might watch your model and say, hey, this is the gold standard, let's copy it? What would the advice be?
Well, yeah, you've got to start with the data. You absolutely do. And you know, you have to not be afraid to release the data either. I think there are some issues that agencies and other organizations will face when they look at this concept. And one of them, you know, quite frankly, is a bit of fear, right? Now, what happens when we put this data out there? Are people going to jump all over us and, you know, point out errors? And I think...
Fear is strong enough. It's more like terror.
Yeah, terror. It's a good word to describe it. But, you know, the thing is, you got to look at it from sort of an optimistic perspective, right? If we put something out there that, you know, highlights something that we might not have done as well as we could have, that's a great opportunity for us to actually recognize the problem and fix it. And I think that's really the sort of attitude that we need to go into this with. Not, you know, nobody's perfect, and no agency, no organization, public or private sector, it does everything exactly right. But the more eyes we can get on a problem and the more introspection that we can have, the better off everybody will be. And I think that the data being made public is something that really exemplifies that.
And yet this seems like a real opportunity for leadership and people like you who may come in. How do you give your staff and say, you know what, somebody may pull some piece of data and there may be parts of this that are embarrassing. In fact, the head of the recovery.gov, Earl Devaney, told us a couple weeks ago, if you're going to be transparent, embarrassment is part of the process. But that's hard for people.
It is. I think it's a natural human tendency. But at the same time, if you look at it from the perspective of it making everything better, of people highlighting areas where we can improve, and pointing out things that we can do better, and maybe even making suggestions about how we can do those things better, I mean, that's almost as good as having somebody else on your staff doing that for you. So, you know, I kind of don't see the downside. I think it's a very positive thing. It's something that we can really get behind and try to make something work better, make it more positive.
So how does this help officials in D.C. do their jobs better? Give us a for instance.
Well, if we look at... let's say we're talking about budget data in particular, right? And we're looking at expenditures to date in a certain category. And we notice, maybe somebody out there notices that one of the numbers is peaking a little bit too early or spiking and points that out to us, right? Now, theoretically, it's something that we probably would have noticed internally anyway, but it's something that we can have, because of that extra scrutiny, we can actually take a look at and say, oh, yeah, you're right. You know, this is something that we need to focus on and make work better.
I think one of the concerns, one of the terrifying things is, and in fact this happened at Transparency Camp, where somebody went in and said, hold on, why are you guys spending so much on email systems? All of a sudden, you may get people who are digging through this data, digging through your budget or anybody's budget, and saying, hold on, why are we spending this money instead of this money? Again, to me, that seems like a positive, but it can be scary.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I'm not one to take some piece of advice or somebody's suggestion and say, just because we didn't have it, it's not a good idea. And take the email example in particular. If there's a way that I can spend less money on email or any other system for that matter, I'm more than happy to hear about it. In fact, if it's something I haven't considered or something that we haven't heard about, you know, maybe there's a brand new player in the market, maybe there's a new technology that's just coming up, you know, something like that. Great. You know, the more information that we have, the better. And the more that the public gets involved and the people who are actually creating these technologies can go in and see this information, the better off we'll be, the better off the taxpayers will be.
Does the public have to be more tech savvy than they already are?
Well, that's another good question. And, you know, this is something that we're constantly working at. So if you think about the concept of just releasing data sets, I tend to use my mother as an example, and one of these days she's going to find out about this and get a little upset at me. But, you know, the idea is when I moved to D.C. and moved into a place here in the district, you know, she's definitely going to be interested in things that we publish in the data set that have to do with that area. So crime information, for example. She wants to know if it's safe for me to live where I live. Now, all of that information is published in the citywide data warehouse, but it's not easily accessible by somebody who doesn't actually have a very technical background. She doesn't know how to manipulate an XML file, and she doesn't know how to create a pivot table in Excel and things like that. So the easier we can make this to actually visualize the data, I think the more powerful this will be. And that was sort of one of the other ideas behind the dashboard, behind TrackDC, is if we can take the data, the raw data, and visualize it in a more friendly way, something that somebody can understand without a lot of technical training and technical background, you know, the more input we'll get, the better off we will be for having released this, and the better off the citizens will be as well.
We only have like 20 seconds, but if you can quickly give folks one lesson learned from this process.
Don't be afraid to put it out there.
There you
Absolutely.
Go.